Blog Talk Radio.
Consequences are for each one of the sins that we commit. But nonetheless, I am here to tell you the words of the Lord. Please turn your Bibles to Psalms 100 and let's read it, verse 100 in its entirety. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness and come in his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into the gates with thanksgiving. Let me read verse 4 again. Enter into his gates and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, that is to our Father in heaven, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. I have read to you Psalms 100, and I ask that our Father will bless us in understanding of the reading of His words before I get into the lesson today. On the computer, it says that I am going to read Leviticus 8 and 9. Well, I will tell you in your presence that I have read Leviticus 8 and 9. And today, I'm going to start reading to you who are listening, chapter 10. And hopefully, our Father will add understanding to what is being read unto you. Leviticus chapter 10, verse 1. And let's read it until we have no more of chapter 10 to read. Verse 1. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer. And a censer is a container for burning incense. And put fire in them, and put incense thereon, and offered a strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. He had not authorized them to burn whatever type of incense, or he had not told them to do that. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that cometh near me, and be all the people, I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Now let me read verse 3 to you again in your hearing so I can understand what I have read to you. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come near me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. And Moses called Mishael and Elizaphan, the sons of Uziel, the uncle of Aaron. Now, if I mispronounce the name, forgive me, because I hope that my Father will. I'm trying to tell you what is written in the Bible and read it to you as I understand it. Now, most of these names I will mispronounce because I know them not. And Aaron and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from here before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. And Moses said unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar, his sons, uncover not your heads, neither rend is another word for tear, your clothes, lest you die, and lest wrath, anger, come upon all the people, and that your brethren, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which the Lord has kindled. Well, that means kindled means like to start a fire. Verse 7, and ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the words of Moses. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee. When you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die, it shall be a statue forever throughout your generations, and that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean, and that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. And Moses spake unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and unto Ithamar, his sons that were left, take the meat offering that remaineth of the offering of the Lord made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy. Ye shall eat it in the holy place, because it is your due, for thy due, and thy son's due, and the sacrifices of the Lord made by fire, so I am commanded. And the wave breast and the heave shoulder shall you eat in a clean place, thou is you and thy sons, your sons, and your daughters with you, for they be thy due, and your sons' due, which are given out of the sacrifice of peace offering of the children of Israel. The heave shoulder and the wave breast shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave it a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thine. Thine means yours, and your sons with thee. Be a statue forever, as the Lord has commanded. And Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt. And he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying, where have you not eaten the sin offering in the holy place, seeing it is most holy, and God has given it to you to bear the iniquity means sinfulness or wickedness of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord. Behold, the blood of it was not brought in with the holy place. Ye should indeed have eaten it in the holy place, as I commanded. And Aaron said unto Moses, behold, this day have ye offered their sin offerings and their burnt offering before the Lord, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of the Lord? And when Moses heard that, he was content. Another word for content means satisfied. Hopefully, the sheep and those who are listening that are not sheep will understand what I have just read. That is chapter 10 of Leviticus. Now, let's go into chapter 11, where hopefully you will get an understanding of what you should eat as well as what you should not eat. Leviticus chapter 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying unto them, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, these are the beasts which ye shall eat among all the beasts that are on earth. Whatsoever parteth the hoof and is cloven-footed, and the cud among the beasts, that ye shall eat. Nevertheless, these shall ye not eat them that chewest the cud, nor or of them that divideth the hoof, as the camel, because he chewest the cud, but divided not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. And the coney, a coney is a rabbit, because he cheweth the cud, but divided not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. I hope you sheep understood that, because I was at this store last weekend, and I saw that the store had several rabbits for sale. Listen, did you not understand what I just read? And the coney, and if you don't know what a coney is, it is a rabbit, because he chews the cud, but divideth not the hoof. He is unclean unto you. So what is it that you do not understand? And you're going to eat the rabbit anyway because you like it? You know, I forget where it says in James, if you break one of God's laws, then you've broken them all. You don't want to break any of God's laws. You understand that I just read to you, the rabbit is unclean unto you. The hare, because he cheweth the cud, but divideth not the hoof, he is unclean unto you. And the swine, I did a special 15-minute program explaining that to you last week about the swine, better known as the pig. Ham and bacon, all that you're not supposed to eat. Let me say what verse 7 says. Let me read to you in your hearing what verse 7 says. And the swine, better known as the pig. It doesn't say that, but I'm telling you it's better known as the pig. Though he divided the hoof and be cloven-footed, yet he cheweth not the cud. He is unclean unto you. And in my studies, I found out that the swine has many parasites in it. And if you don't know what parasites are, they are worms. You don't want that in your flesh. God will not accept if you're unclean. Maybe. I think he doesn't accept you. Let's read verse 8. And their flesh shall ye not eat, and their carcasses shall you not touch. They are unclean to you. These shall you eat that, let me read verse again for you. These shall you eat of all that are in the rivers, whatsoever has fins and scales in the waters, in the seas and the rivers, them shall you eat. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and the rivers, of all that moveth in the waters, and any living thing which is not in the water. Let me read verse 10 again, because I had the belt and I still have to, it's stuck in my chest. But you need to know this. And all that have not fins and scales in the seas and in the rivers, of all that moveth in the waters, and of any living thing which is in the rivers, they shall be an abomination unto you. They shall be even an abomination unto you. You shall not eat of their flesh, but you shall have their carcass, says, in abomination. Whatsoever has no fins nor scales in the water, that shall be an abomination to you. That is, they shall be hated, and they are a disgrace unto you. Eat no catfish, shrimps, or clams. What is it that you not understand? These are they which you shall have an abomination among the fowls. They shall not be eaten. They are an abomination. They are hated or disgusted. The eagle and the ostrich and the osprey and the vultures, the kites, after his kind. Well, a kite is a large bird like a falcon, and the owl and the night hawk and the cuckoo and the hawk after his kind, and the little owl and the corinth, that's the bird, and the great owl and the swan and the pelican and the gear eel and the stork and the heron after her kind, and the lapwing and the bat. Those are birds. You should not eat them. All the fowls that creepeth going upon all fours shall be an abomination unto you. They will be a hated and disgraced. That's what abomination means. Yet these may you eat of every fine creeping thing that goeth upon all fours, which have legs above their feet, to leap withal upon the earth. Even these of them ye may eat, the locust after his kind, and locust after his kind, and the beetle after his kind, and the grasshopper after his kind, but all other flying, creeping things which have four feet shall be an abomination unto you. Again, an abomination is a disgrace or something that is disgusted or hated by God. You should not eat it. He's telling you. And for these things you shall be unclean. Whosoever touches the carcass of them shall be unclean until evening. For whosoever bears aught of the carcass of them shall wash their clothes and be unclean until evening. It says of even beast which divides the hoof and is not cloven footed, nor chewest the cud, are unclean unto you. Everyone that touches them shall be unclean, and whosoever goeth upon and whatsoever goeth upon his paws among all manner of beasts going that goes on all fours, they are unclean. Those are unclean unto you. Whosoever touches their carcass shall be unclean until evening. And he that carries the carcass of them shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. They are unclean unto you. These also shall be unclean unto you among the creeping things that creep upon the earth, the weasel and the mouse and the tortoises of Piscan. Now I hear that some people will eat a mouse and a tortoise. You're not supposed to eat. Why would you kiss them or hug them if they're eating those things? If you know they are eating those things, stay away from those people. And the ferret and the chameleon. A chameleon is like a lizard. And the lizard and the snail and the mole. A chameleon is like one of those lizards that changes his colors to match his surrounding. So if he's around something that's lime green, he's going to change his color to match it. So you won't miss him, but he's there. These are unclean to all among the creep, all among that creep. Whosoever doest touch them when they be dead shall be unclean until the evening. And upon whatsoever any of them, when they are dead, doeth fall, it shall be unclean, whether it be any vessel of wood or raiment or skin or sack, whatsoever vessel it be within any works is done, it must be put into water, and it shall be unclean unto the evening. So it shall be cleansed. And I should probably read verse 32 again in your hearing. Well, I have 16 minutes to try to read that to you. Let me read verse 32 again. And upon whatsoever any of them which they are dead doeth fall, it shall be unclean, whether it be in any wood of any vessel of wood or raiment or skin or sack, whatsoever vessel it be, wherein any work is done, it must be put into water. It shall be unclean until the evening. So it shall be clean. And every earthen vessel whereinto any of them falleth, whatsoever is in it shall be unclean, and ye shall break it. For most of all meat which may be eaten, they that on the which such water cometh shall be unclean. Let me read verse 34 again. Of all the meat which may be eaten, that on which such water cometh shall be unclean. Even all that drinketh may be drunk, and every such vessel shall be unclean. And everything whereupon any part of their carcasses falleth shall be unclean, whatsoever it be, even be ovens or ranges of pots, they shall be broken down, for they are unclean, and shall be unclean unto you. Nevertheless, a fountain of or pit wherein there is plenty of water shall be clean, but that which touches their carcass shall be unclean. If any part of the carcass fall upon any sowing seed to be sown, it shall be clean. But if any water be put upon the seed, and any part of their carcass fall thereon, it shall be unclean unto you. Hopefully your sheep have understood that portion of what I have read. Let me read on. And I will encourage you to read chapter 11 again, so you can understand those things that are without scales or fin, like the catfish, shrimps, or clams. They are unclean unto you. And some people eat those and charge you a lot of money. But I'm telling you, those things are unclean. And if you follow our Father in heaven, he has written a book telling you what is unclean unto you. I spoke to a man last week who was very educated, and he had not heard that you should not eat those things. If they do not dance and scale, you should not eat those things. And I told him, you should not eat those things. And he said, well, he did not know. So I'm telling you, all who are listening, don't eat the rabbit, the camel, or the swine, or those things that do not have fins and scale. Do not eat them. And let's read verse 39. And why say that? Excuse me, sheep, I had to belch. Because those things, the Bible says, are unclean to you. And let me read verse 39 of Leviticus chapter 11. And if any beast of which you may eat die, he that touches the carcass thereof shall be unclean until the evening. And he that eateth of the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. He also that beareth or carries the carcass of it shall wash his clothes and be unclean until evening. And every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth shall be an abomination. It shall not be eaten. I hope you understand what our Father is telling you, that those things are unpleasant, they're bad, they're hateful, they're distasteful and unpleasant. They should not be eaten. Verse 42, whatsoever goes upon belly and whatsoever goeth upon all fours, or whatsoever has more feet among all the creeping things that creepeth upon the earth, them you shall not eat. What do you not understand? The Bible is saying you should not eat that. And for those are an abomination. They are disgraced and hated by our Father. And he's written a book telling you what you should not eat. Leviticus chapter 11. For those of you who do not understand or say, I like ham, I'm going to eat it anyway because I like it. Well, you're doing wrong. And all I can do is just tell you, you should not eat that. And I'll tell you further. Like I said, it has worms and parasites in it. And they will make you sick. They will cause you to lose your health. Whatsoever goeth upon the belly, and whatsoever goeth upon all fours, or whatsoever has more feet among all the creeping things that creepeth upon the earth, them you shall not eat, for they are an abomination. Verse 43, ye shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping things that creepeth, neither shall ye make yourselves unclean with them, that ye should be defiled thereby. For I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and he shall be holy, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping things that creepeth upon the earth. You know, I'm trying to find in the Bible where he says, if you bless the food, you can eat it. I've not read that. Our Father is telling you in Leviticus chapter 11, these are the things that you should not eat. Verse 45, and I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land, your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. This is the law of the beast and of the fowl and of every living creature that moveth in the waters, and that every creature that creepeth upon the earth, to make the difference between the unclean and the clean, and between the beast and that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten. And that's the reading of chapter 11 of Leviticus. I have read to you today in your hearing, and if you did not understand, I'm going to ask our Father to bless you all to understand what has been read. There are certain things that our Father says you can't eat, black folk. You understand that. You are, I don't know where they come from, but they are not, or they eat what is not written in the Bible. Now that you have a chance to hear and understand and know what is being read to you, our Father is telling you about the history of this Bible. This Bible started with the man who was a Hebrew. It does not talk about any other nation that I know of it that's blessed than the Hebrews, and that's us. If you will listen, our God will talk to you in a dream. He will come to you, and if you obey his words, sheep, I'm asking you, I'm begging you to read Leviticus 10 and 11 and start obeying his words. He tells you all the things that you should not eat, and I want you to remember them. Not to just take my word for it, but remember, Leviticus is spelled, it's in the Old Testament, spelled L-E-V-I-T-I-C-U-S, chapter 10 and chapter 11. Next week, I will bring to you in your hearing chapters 12 and 13. Come this Friday at 5 o'clock. So these things you should know. And I rather want you to know that so that you can be clean. You have a clean body. He is not going to take any body that is unclean. I'm telling you what is clean and not clean. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for allowing me to bring the word, your words, to your sheep who are listening. Thank you, Father, for protecting us all day long and all night long from Satan, the evil one. Protect us from Satan and his saints and all those things and all those people who are following Satan. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. And sheep, let me tell you, let me just read to you or tell you who I am. This is to be my sheep. So I am Sandra Harris. Happy Tuesday, everybody. You are to know our Father's holy days. We just had a man-made holiday, and it's a feast where we got together and we shared food, although I did not share in the food, although I cooked the turkey and the dressing, but I refused to have ham around me. I don't want to touch it because our Father says not to touch it. Excuse me. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. It's just a version. It's not the real thing. And I've been saying to you, sheep, for the last couple of years that I am going to order the real thing so I can read to you what is written in it. But I have found that this King James Version of the Bible tells you a lot. I find it to be most truthful, although sometimes I cannot quite understand. Let me just say this. I want you to know that the 12 tribes of Israel, even though they are brown and black people, they are not white people. The Bible talks about Israel and the people who are Israel. They are the children of the Hebrews. That's who they are. They are like us. They're black. I don't know where they came from. Now, our Father, I've been trying to find that he made white folks. I know he says that he made people, but nowhere in the Bible do I find that it says he made white folks. The 12 tribes of Judah, of Benjamin, Judah, the 12 tribes of Israel, Benjamin, the American blacks, Benjamin, Judah, the American blacks, Benjamin, the West Indians, Levi, the Haitians, Ephraim, the Puerto Ricans, Manasseh, the Cubans, Seminole, Dominicans, Zebulon, Guatemala to the Panama, and the Mayans, Gad, the Native American Indians, Reuben, the Seminole Indians, Asher, the Colombia and Uruguay Aztecs, Issachar, the Mexicans or the Aztecs, Naftali, the Argentina, Chileans. God loves you. Remember, I love you too. And be with me again. Tell your friends to turn into Blog Talk Radio at 5 o'clock. If God is willing, I will be with you then. Also, I will tell you to please go to Amazon to purchase my three books. They are for you.
Help your children.
The unseen, the passing,
and don't let them fall.
Also,
by the side,
remember
of the road.
Feast days, the Sabbath. day.
To love one another,
feast of trumpets,
that heaven might find a place in their hearts.
Those are the days.
Jesus is
love.
He won't let you down.
L-E.
And I know. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. 'Cause He's love. And His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth. And His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is enough. He won't let you down. And I know.